I'm Dean Chereski. You're listening to podcast number 6 from Ideas and Thoughts of an EdTech. And I'm podcasting today as I walk to one of the schools that I work at from time to time. And I thought I'd try a walking podcast. I'm not particularly confident this will work well because it's a fairly windy day. It's a beautiful day. It's Friday, September the 30th. And I just thought I would try this. And we'll see. If it doesn't work, then you'll never hear this anyway, so whatever. today I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the add-ons and extras that I've been experimenting with on my blog, which is chereski.blogspot.com. For those of you that simply subscribe to my podcast, you may not know that address. I'm kind of going a little crazy lately with some of the add-ons that I've been using, but at the same time I'm finding them interesting and neat at the same time. The overriding thought before I get into the specifics was that I remember when I first began web page design, and most of you and all of you who have gone through this know what I'm talking about. The first time you designed a web page, and you see this with kids too, is that you go crazy adding all kinds of colors and backgrounds and fonts and images, and you look at it and you think, boy, that's pretty cool. But after a while, as we learn a little bit more about proper design techniques and CSS and bloated code, we realize, okay, it's actually quite ugly, but we were very impressed with our first designs. I'm probably like that with my blog. It's a little bit bloated. It's got kind of all the little add-ons and tools, so it's probably a little gaudy, I guess. But I'm trying out, and I'll probably lose some of the things. But I just thought I'd share with you some of these tools, and we'll find out, and you can decide for yourself whether they'd be useful for you or not. The first thing you'll see, if you go to my blog on the right-hand side, is, with Blogger, which is where my site is hosted, it comes with a limited number of templates. But again, we try to promote Blogger as a great starting place, and I fully intend to move over to WordPress, and I have with some of my other blogs. I'm modeling, I guess, for teachers that we can find free services and things and utilize them well. But with Blogger, there are limited templates. However, I did snoop around and have been snooping around and found a great site, and URL will be listed in the show notes, that has some much what I think are cleaner looking sites and also a little bit more extensive CSS. So I used one of these templates. I believe it's called, is it called Sunburned? Might be the name of the theme. It's got the red around the side with the yellow. And what I like about it is that the style sheets are external. And with Firefox, if you have the web developer extension, I don't know a whole lot about CSS. I'm just learning about it. So if you're just trying to get into it and use it, this is a great way to experiment, because you can load the web developer tool up in your sidebar and change things, and it will show up on your page so you can see what it looks like. So I was able to do a little bit of playing around with some of the CSS and get it looking halfway decent. And so that's been a great little add-on tool. The other thing I really like of it is that it's eliminated these the next blog at the top. And although I have been able to do that in the past with the Blogger templates that come with Blogger, they seem to still show up on the archive pages. Maybe I'm just not doing something right with my code, but at any rate, these Blogger templates actually have that eliminated, so that was kind of nice. The second thing that you'll see there is the call Skype button, just a little add-on from Skype where people can directly call you. So if you click on that, if you have Skype installed, you can actually ring me up and talk to me live. So nobody's done that yet, but anyways, I thought I'd put it on there. Way down at the bottom of my blog, you'll see a link to a guest map. The guest map is a Google Map add-on where people can, instead of a guest book, they can go on and click where they where they're located in the world. Again, I don't have a lot of heavy traffic, so I only have about 3 people on there, and it's probably not that easy to find, but it is kind of a neat thing for people to be able to do. So if you're listening and you want to go on there, let me know where you live. That'd be kind of cool. What else do I have on there? Well, you can see my furls, and I think that's something I need to explore a little bit more, is the whole area of finding what other people are reading. And I like the idea of when we look at our news readers, we find out and we can read other stuff, and we can read what other people are writing. But with Furl, we can actually find out what other people are reading. And so currently I only subscribe, I think, to Will Richardson's Furl list. I haven't gone on there more, but it automatically lists the last 3, and that's just the way I set it up, the last 3 items that I've saved, bookmarked on the web. So it's a neat tool to find out what other people are finding and seeing. And the final thing I just wanted to mention was site meter, which is my counter on the bottom. And the neat thing about that counter, I had another counter on there before, but I'd played with this one, is it gives you some very, very detailed statistics. Even with the free version, I can find out who's been visiting, where they're from, what browser, all that information for free, which is, it's really neat. What time they visit, where they came from, and there's other services. Some of you have used those before in your web pages, but I just thought this was a really neat way to track how people find your site and how long they stay on it. And the pro version gives you a few more details, but those are those come with the free version. So that was neat. So anyways, as you can see, I've got a lot of stuff going on, and more so than I really would like in terms of, and of course I've got my blog role listed there, which is probably out of hand. No one's going to read all that stuff anyway, so I may tweak it and change it. But as I state on my web page, on my profile or my blog, is that I'm experimenting and trying different things out and seeing what tools are available. So that's certainly fun. I love doing it, and I'd be curious to find out if anybody else has another tool that's available. Oh, I probably didn't even mention my Flash player on there. Right. That's at the very top, the latest thing that I have. And that's kind of what triggered me to actually do this podcast. So I'm just going to not mention that. Actually, I got that, interestingly enough, I got that one via my feeds. I have a search on my on Feedster for EdTech Posse, and this was a fellow by the name of, I don't have my computer with me again, so I think it's Dan. It's either Dan May or Dan Taylor. I apologize, Dan, if I don't have it right. I'll put the correct URL in the show notes. But he used it on his blog. This embedded player from Big Contact, I believe, is the site that you can get the code for, and it'll allow you to embed your player right into your site. And I actually find that with Firefox especially somewhat useful. If I am just browsing and I'm not intending to stick it in my MP3 player, but I just want to listen, I can open it up on that tab, have it play in the browser. I don't have to open up another player, and I can just listen as I continue to work away. So that may be a helpful item for people. So if you have a comment or another idea or suggestion or question, hey, leave it on my blog, and I'd love to hear from you. But anyways, thanks for listening. This is Dean Shoresky, and I'm just under 10 minutes. See you later.